This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits. I'm so excited for this weekend. I'm bringing on my girl Amy. What's up?
What up?
This is the part one of Best Bits, where I go behind the scenes with one of the show members. I still count down the best segments from the show this week, but we talk about a lot of random things, some in connection to the bits and some totally random. So we're just going to get started. Coming in at number seven this week, Bobby, Ray, and myself all talked about times we've been catfished in our stories. Now, Amy, obviously you're married now, but I want to know, pre-married life, what is your best worst date story?
I mean, I really honestly don't have any terrible dates, but I did have a guy that just didn't show up. I guess that's pretty bad. Oh. And I was real excited. He told me he was going to be taking me out 4th of July. I even remember his name, but I'll refrain from saying it here. But I was pretty pumped. He was a year older than me. I was still in school. So I thought, well, this is something fun to do for the 4th of July. And then he just never, I got ready. I was waiting and he just never showed up, never called, never nothing.
Okay. So he was supposed to come and pick you up.
Yeah. He said he would.
And he didn't come and pick you up.
Yeah, nope. He did not. And he did not call to tell me he was canceling. It just was very bizarre. I literally remember every detail about all of this and his first name and his last name.
Okay,
and
what's
all the
things. First letter of D. His first name? D?
The both of them are D. D.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea
one.
Where he is now, but to be stood up like that, and this is before social media, it's not like I could just look and see what is he up to, where is he? But I knew he was going to this one party for the 4th of July, and I think I was excited about going to that too. And I don't know if we were going to go eat before. It was just something to do for the 4th. And he was asking me to spend the day with him. And he never came.
Dang. Okay, so did you ever see him again, talk to
no.
him again?
No.
Wow. Did nope. you end up going to that party?
No. I didn't do anything. I stayed home. I didn't do anything because I waited. And then I had zero plans.
Yeah, and then you were probably just bummed. You're like, I don't want to do anything now.
Yes, I was embarrassed.
Dang.
And it was actually kind of sad.
No, don't be sad.
I'm just kidding. I'm over it now.
You know what? I bet he probably very much regrets that.
Who knows? I don't even know. I wonder if he even remembers doing that. I just don't know why someone would ever ask someone out and then just completely ghost them.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to do.
And this
to
was
someone.
Before ghosting was a term.
That was real life ghosting.
Yeah. Oh. There was no ghosting in my DMs. There was no text messaging back then. There was just a straight up human ghost. Like, bye.
Dang. I mean, I can't compete with that at all, Amy.
Now
I'm sorry.
You're making now you're making me want to find him on, I feel like I would find him over on Facebook or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely on Facebook. He's probably doing rants on Facebook. That's yeah. probably where you'll find him. I don't think I have any. I do have a best worst boyfriend story, though.
Okay.
I had a guy I dated. He was like my first kind of real boyfriend, and he was older than me, so he could drive. And he We broke up because he was not a good boyfriend for many reasons. But when we broke up, he paintballed my house and he drove through my dad's yard. And anybody who knows my dad knows how important his yard is to him.
Ooh, yeah.
And my dad was so mad. It was this whole thing. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, I have so much PTSD from that one specific incident that I've blocked out many memories with that man in my life.
Oh, I'm sure.
So no worse dates, but definitely a whole worst relationship.
Issue. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then at number six this week, we had Kathy Lee Gifford on the show, and she was so much fun to hear talk about her career and just life that she's experienced.
Oh, she had some of the coolest stories.
Yes.
It was one of really them, awesome.
Yeah. One of those things she mentioned was writing a letter to Walt Disney because she wanted to be on TV.
As a kid.
Yes. Yeah. Such a cool story. When you wanted, like when you were growing up, Amy, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a veterinarian, a marine biologist. So clearly, like a lot of kids, I wanted to work with animals. I did write a letter to a celebrity once, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yes, I remember this because you love Dirty Dancing, right?
It's one of my favorite movies mm-hmm. as a child, which is weird.
But you never heard back from him.
No, because my mom never sent it. I actually still have the letter. So I think she told me she sent it. Like, yeah, I'll mail it. But it never got mailed off. So I still have it in the envelope addressed to Patrick Swayze. I included my school picture. I wrote it, but actually my sister ended up doing the handwriting for me because my handwriting wasn't neat enough.
Mm.
And I still, my school picture is like a little side ponytail. So I'm sure at some point I wanted to, you know, be an actress of yeah. some sort. But yeah, I wrote Patrick Swayze a letter. That's the only celebrity I reached out to, I think, as a child. And then, but career-wise, animals all the way. What about you?
Yeah, mine was similar. I've realized with the help of TikTok that none of us really lived unique lives. We all had similar thoughts and feelings. And when you said marine biologist, that was number one on my list. I wanted to do that. But then I also wanted to be an ice skater. That was another random one.
That'd be fun.
And actor. So yeah, all about the same. Mm-hmm. I think we all grow, you see things on TV or you hear about really cool things and you just dream for the coolest job when you're younger. I feel like that's kind of what happens.
Yeah, my uncle was a vet too. So I think I saw that as a job opportunity or a career path for myself. But yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to work with dogs and cats and all kinds of pets when you're a kid? Or yeah, dolphins.
Exactly.
I think I went to SeaWorld, which I don't know that that's a thing anymore. I mean, I think SeaWorld still exists, but do people... I know it's
not a thing
upon.
We should be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but I did hit up SeaWorld a lot as a kid. So
yeah,
every year field trips and whatnot. And I always thought it was so cool, like Shamu and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You get to feed the dolphins, hang out with dolphins. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be awesome. I also think it's funny you were talking about how you sent the letter to Patrick Swayze. Kids today now can just send a DM to their favorite artists.
Oh, yeah,
they're
true.
So much more accessible now.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they'll respond and not that they'll probably even see it because most of these massive celebrities have millions of followers, but they don't have to, you know, go through the work of writing a letter, writing their address on it, putting a stamp, sending it off. All they have to do is go on their phone and just type up a quick, like, hey, I love you. And they might get a response. They
Which
may even
be really
shared
cool.
on the page.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy to think about for your
it
kids?
It is. Everyone's a little bit more accessible, obviously. Times have changed significantly, but your mom doesn't have to lie and act like she mailed the letter off. I'm sure my mom was just trying to spare me the heart. But sometimes you send things off to people and they would mail something back. Like Kathy Lee shares that she got something in return mm-hmm. from Walt Disney. And I wonder too, it just the easy way to send something off now, you might as well take the time to do it because it can't hurt. But in a way for Kathy Lee, I was thinking, was that some sort of, you know, manifestation for her to write that as a kid? And then mm-hmm. she watched some of that unfold and her dreams come true. And then she was the voice in Disney movies, which is crazy to think that she wrote Walt Disney a letter. So go ahead and put all kinds of DMs and letters out there because yep. you never know where it might land you because you're just putting that out into
the universe. And we always see... there'll be artists. I know I've seen them on Maren Morris's page and Kane Brown's page where they will have tweeted something once upon a time and then it came true like years later.
Yeah.
And I think it's so fun to see that come to real life. Because at the time when they send the original tweet, they weren't expecting anything to happen from it. They just hoped for that. They dreamed for it. And then for it to happen is really cool. So I do think for kids, if there's something I love to see for them, is them somehow writing out what they want to happen, because and then keeping it not getting thrown away or tossed out in the journey of life. And then being able to come back on that and look at it, I think is really cool.
Yeah. Some artists, when they win a Grammy or something, they'll have the tweet from 6 years ago that says, I'm going to win a Grammy one day.
Yes. So, I love it. It's like, it's the full circle you get to actually see in real life happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also had another fun conversation that happened on the Bobby Bones show this week. Scuba Steve told us that he took the opportunity with our show after a coin flip decision. Crazy that even happened. Have you ever made a decision off a coin flip or like chance?
Not a coin flip, but I did have that one time where a guy was working on that sign and the letters fell out and spelled no on the floor.
Okay, did you listen to that sign?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot involved in that, but ultimately, yes, I think I wanted it as this affirmation, but I think I look for signs all kinds of places. And I think that that's okay, but I have never done a coin flip. And that is crazy that Scuba Steve just up and moved his life because of a coin flip. But I guess to Scuba's defense, he was cool either way. Both opportunities were cool. So he just wanted to see what would happen. And you have to be okay with it. And just know that I think it probably would have worked out for Scuba either way.
Yeah.
So if he would have stayed there, he'd been like, wow, good thing I didn't leave to go. And then if he's here, as long as you're working hard and doing something that you enjoy and that he's like, oh, wow, good thing I came here.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I do. I do believe that. It's funny that we talked about this week, too, because a new movie came out on Netflix called Look Both Ways.
Oh, I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spoil too much, but she basically gets to see how her life pans out after one huge thing happens. And then she sees it each direction, depending on what that life event decided for her. And I just imagine I was looking at my life to see if there would have been a point in time where I could have kind of taken a different road. And I don't think there is. I don't know that I've ever had that pivotal kind of change where I had to be like this way or that way. Have you ever had that moment in your life like she did in the movie?
Yeah, I think about sometimes how if I had married my college boyfriend, because I really thought we were going to get married, and my life would have been very different. Because I would not have been in Austin. I wouldn't have ever met Bobby. I wouldn't have joined the show. Like, I would not be in radio. I would be living a very different life. So that's crazy to think about.
Uh-huh.
Unless maybe we would have ended up living in Austin and then it panned out where this still happened. But I just don't think that would have been the case. I think we would have lived somewhere else. And he broke up with me, so problem solved.
That is probably some relationships for people. I mean, that's kind of the situation for her in the movie, too, that panned out. And I was watching that, and I thought it'd be so cool to see the two different paths your life could take.
I know. And you know what? I think if my life had taken that path, it would have been, I think, a lovely life. And I wouldn't have known any different. You don't know what you don't know. I would have never known, there was this whole radio career happening. Who knows what would have unfolded in that?
Yeah.
That storybook. I don't know.
And I think in parallel universes, we're probably living that other life journey we were supposed to be on.
Maybe.
I like to think that. And you were mentioning joining the show, and that's what happened in your life. I want you to share, since Scuba Steve is talking about his opportunity with the Bobby Bones show, how did you join the Bobby Bones show? What did that look like for you?
Well, I was a listener. And so because I lived in Austin, I had an hour commute to work. I listened for a full hour, which, is longer than a lot of people, and depending on where you live in the country. But, you're lucky to get a full hour of nonstop listening. And Jill was the co-host at the time, and she was my favorite. But I joined the Kiss Club, because it was pop, so it was Kiss FM station. And that's where you get updates and ticket info to concerts and whatnot. And so that's the only reason why I knew what they looked like, because there was no social media. So most people had no idea what Bobby Bones looked like, unless you were, member of the Kiss Club, or you had seen him out and about or something like that.
I'm assuming, too, there wasn't social media.
No, there wasn't. That's okay. What I'm saying. Like, there was just the website. So I think there was Facebook at the time, but you had to have a college email address to be a part of Facebook. So gotcha. I had Facebook, but I was mostly only friends with people from Texas A&M.
It's not like you could be friends with anybody you
even
wanted,
though I had just graduated. Right. There wasn't, I don't think there was, there wasn't show pages at that point. Where yeah. right now there's the Bobby Bone Show Facebook page. There wasn't any of that. There was 96.7kissfm.com. And even websites weren't that, you know, popular for people to go to all the time. I don't even know that Google was a thing where you said, now we just casually say, Google it.
Mm-hmm.
That well, wasn't a thing.
You probably didn't have a phone that could even
no.
do go to a website. You had to go home, go on your computer.
No, iPhones didn't exist. This is, you know, early 2000s.
Yeah, I'm just painting the whole picture here.
Yeah. So I was at Culver's with my friend Andrea. Her parents own it in North Austin, and she's my high school BFF. And I just stopped by there to meet her real quick. She was there dropping something off and I wanted to see her. And I worked in North Austin. So I went over there, randomly look over and see Bobby sitting at a booth by himself. And I look at Andrea and I said, I think that's Bobby Bones. And she, of course, said, who? Because she wasn't a member of the Kiss Club. So she didn't know what he looked like, nor did she listen to the show. And she said, well, go over and say hi to him. I'll give you some ice cream coupons or something just to as an icebreaker. So I got some ice cream coupons and I went over and I said, are you Bobby Bones? And he said, yes. And I said, I love the show. Jill's my favorite. Here's some ice cream coupons from my friend Andrea. Her parents own this. And yeah, he was eating alone because he was getting his tires worked on next door. So he just went over to get a burger or whatever. So we just talked for a little bit and then got to know each other. We were both training for the same triathlon. There was a lot of different things that unfolded in between, but just to fast forward to the part where I joined the show, it was well over a year later, maybe even a year and a half after that point that I met him at Culver's. And he called one day to say, I'm offering you the job on the show, because Jill had left. After that encounter, Jill quit to be a teacher. And they were trying to search for a co-host. And I was on like the short list for that, but didn't get it ultimately. And then, well, I don't even know. Maybe however much time passed, I remember when he called and said, hey, can you go to dinner or, you know, real quick tonight? And I was like, oh, sure. Yeah. So I think we went to Galaxy Cafe maybe. And he said, I'm here to offer you a job. I said, you're joking. Because I had a really good job and I didn't want to, I'd already gotten my hopes up that several months earlier when I thought maybe he was considering me, but then the bosses didn't really want some person that had never been in radio before. But then once Bobby was able to get a little more control and convince them that this would be good for the show and I would fit in well with him in Lunchbox, then he was able to offer me the job. And then I said, yes. And I went in and I quit my job the next day. I gave a 2 weeks notice, but I turned in my letter of resignation.
Did you start on the radio show right away or in that 2 weeks did you work your other job and then join the show?
I think I took the 2 weeks to finish out my job and then I went in. I can't honestly remember. I think there was times where I was kind of learning the ropes and what would show prep be like and getting used to certain things, but there was an official start day on the show.
Were you guys doing mornings still? Was that early mornings?
Yeah, we were a morning show. So I think I would call in to the show sometimes because actually when I was a listener, I did call in. They were doing a segment on the best outdoor restaurants in Austin. And during my hour commute to work, I decided to call in.
And you got on?
Mm-hmm. I got on. They said, Amy's on the line. What's your favorite place to eat outdoors in Austin? Because we were only on air in Austin. So we talked about very Austin-specific things. And Whole Foods had just opened downtown. And there was a rooftop deck that you could eat on. And my friends and I loved going there. So I didn't know if people knew that the new flagship, I guess, I don't know if you call it flagship. But like, because Whole Foods originated in Austin and now it's all over the country-ish. But they made it their corporate office. It's like the corporate place. And it was this really big Whole Foods and it was awesome. And it had so many cool things. And it had a rooftop patio that you could eat on.
Dang.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I called in and said that. And I think they were like, okay, lame next. They didn't really. And then I remember going into work and saying, I was just on the Bobby Bone Show and nobody cared.
Nobody, but you were excited.
Nobody
about
cared.
It.
I was excited because I was a true fan. I was a true listener. I, you know, after that boyfriend had broken up with me, I did not think I was going to live in Austin, so I didn't really know what my career path was going to be. So some of that time that I was even listening was before I got a job, when I didn't really have much going on, and I was living in a shed in my sister's backyard. And she would be inside her house, and I'd drive to the gym, and I'd do job interviews, and I would help her husband out with his company that he had just started called Root Design. I was their first employee, which now is a TV show on HGTV,
which is also a really cool story.
Yeah, which is called Building Roots. But I love to tell them, remember how I was your first employee? I didn't get paid, but I didn't have to pay rent for my time in the shed. So I worked
best of both worlds
by working for Root Design. And then I would always go in my sister's kitchen. I'd walk in the door and say, like, oh, so yeah, so this morning, Lunchbox and Bobby, and I would talk about them, or Jill, like they were my friends. And my sister reminded me, you don't know these people. And I was like, well, they're keeping me company, because I was all depressed from my boyfriend breaking up with me, and I didn't know what I was going to do for a job. And then so I just stuck with it. And once I got a job, I listened every morning on my way to work.
I love that story. I don't think I'll ever get tired of hearing people's start stories, because they're just so fun.
Mm-hmm. The shed at my sister's house didn't have a bathroom either. And I was always too scared to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So I would pee in a vase.
Maybe that part isn't so fun.
I know. It was not very glamorous, but, you know, early 20s, rough life, you know, trying to figure things out post-college.
That's true. Post-college was there. I remember I applied to, gosh, like 40 jobs post-college, and somehow stumbled on an iHeartMedia job after interning. And fast forward to when I became the digital director for Nashville, I was overseeing 6 stations here. And I was doing red carpet interviews for our country station at the CMT Awards. And Bobby was walking the red carpet. And I interviewed him. I was like, oh, that's really cool. You know, I listened to when you guys were pop. I listened to y'all back in Wichita. So it was cool to meet him and cool to interview him. And he was really nice. Didn't think much of it. And a few weeks later, CMA Fest happened. And I'm working. Again, I was still the digital director for these stations. I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I was doing going to every stage and taking photos and social media to post on the station locally. And I remember I get a phone call from a number I didn't know. And I answer it, and he goes, hey, is this Morgan? I was like, yes. Very kind of scared. I'm like, I don't know who this is. And he was like, hey, it's Bobby Bones. And I was like, what? Who? Are you sure? And he was like, yeah, it's me. I'd love to talk to you about a job opportunity. And I was sitting in my apartment complex hallway, because I had my sister and her friend were staying, and I needed some privacy when I realized it was Bobby. So I walked down to the hallway, and I'm just sitting there in my apartment hallway, and he's telling me about the potential digital director position with the show. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I want to come possibly take that. I mean, yeah, it sounds great. And for the next 2 weeks, I was sitting in with you guys and mm-hmm. just observing, seeing if it's something that was a good fit for you guys and a good fit for me. And, you know, fast forward 5 years and here we are.
That's crazy. It's been 5 years.
Right. I look back and I don't know that it's been that long, but it's been a really fun experience just coming from that and something that was so unexpected on a Thursday afternoon, getting a phone call from Bobby Bones when yeah. I'm just running around for CMA Fest.
I know how it is. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So there's both Amy and I stories, and we all kind of have our own. But Scuba's is probably the craziest, because coin flip. I mean, I don't know that I'll ever make a life decision off a coin flip.
I don't know. Maybe we should. You could consider it. I guess if you're desperate enough, or you don't, you know, either way you're fine with.
Yes.
You just toss it up to chance.
Maybe you're a little bit better about just letting fate happen.
Yeah.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Also on the show this week, we played some blind karaoke, 2000s country edition. Amy, if you had a favorite song right now, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, Wishful Drinking, Ingrid Andress and Sam Hunt.
Oh, that's such a good song.
It's so good. And I still love Scotty McCurry's Damn Straight. It is a jam every time it comes on.
Number one. That was a great one.
Yeah.
I would imagine Wishful Drinking is going to go too, because that's a good song.
Yeah. It's Dirks' new song just called Gold, straight up.
Yeah.
Gold, I think. I really like that one as well.
I do also, the Chris Young and Mitchell Timpani at the end of the bar. At first, when I heard it, I was like, oh, cool country song. And now whenever it comes on in the radio, I'm like singing it every time.
Yeah.
It's that catchy one that gets you.
But if I had to vote, I'll stick with Ingrid Andress.
That's a good one. Their voices together are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I do really like Bailey Zimmerman right now, too. He has song called Rockin' a Hard Place, and I really like it. I was mowing, and I just put a playlist on, and I just kind of let it roll, and I'll hear new songs sometimes. And I remember this song coming on, and I was like, who is this? This is really good. And I go to my phone and it's Bailey Zimmerman. And sure enough, and I just kept listening to his music. It was really good.
Do you listen to podcasts when you mow ever or just music?
Just music.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a huge, I wish I was more of a podcast listener, but I think I'm so around it so much with the show that I just never got into listening to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
It's just music. Whenever I have to kind of focus on something or drown stuff up, it's always music. Do you listen to podcasts?
I do some, yes. And I like listening to books. And I need to listen to more music because I think that it's good for the brain. I do think there's something to that, but I've just gotten really into audiobooks. So I feel like I'm listening to too many words and I want to get back into more making space for that music, especially when I'm moving my body, because I think that there is this good connection from mind body movement to the music and the beat, and it does something for you.
Yeah.
It's like feel good stuff. But I've gotten even, like, this is lame, but I've been working out to audiobooks.
Mm. how do you
I don't
do
know.
That?
I don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, I need to get back on the music train because I know that I would just be more into it.
Yeah.
And then there are, I know that there's research and science that shows, don't quote me on anything here, but that the music and the movements of the body, there is a good connection for your brain thing that's happening there. So I want to do that because I don't know that I'm quite firing off all the goodness in the brain when I'm like doing leg lifts to an audiobook.
I don't know how you're listening to somebody talk and you're like, oh yeah, I really want to work out these leg lifts right
now.
I know.
I know. Hi. This is 41.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that shocks me. Okay, well, do you have a favorite audiobook?
Well, I have really been enjoying the author Emily Giffen. She's a fiction writer, and fiction is new to me. The only fiction I liked really before that was Hunger Games back in the day. I was very into that trilogy. But other than that, I always liked a true story, and I wanted to know that it really happened to get into it. My ADD brain needed to know this happened for me to be able to focus. And now I don't know, I've seen a shift, which is cool. I'm enjoying it. I've been reading some fiction things, not only just listening, but actually physically reading. Like the last physical book that I read from Emily Giffen was called Meant to Be, and it was really good. And then I listened to The One and Only, which is another good one of hers. So there's another one I'm going to start. Now I can't think of the name. I've talked about it on my Four Things podcast. Can't remember the name, but it's about a Nashville elite.
Ooh.
So I'm going to listen to that one unless I find it. I'm traveling soon, so maybe I'll find it at the airport. I don't know. I like to go to the airport bookstores and look at what's number one, number two, number three, like the top 10 bestsellers and see what's in there, especially now that I'm a fiction reader.
Well, I will say I've heard a lot of people talk about Colleen Hoover, the author, and everybody raves about all of her books. I will say, though, there's something about fiction in general, whether it's, and music does a similar thing for me, fiction books, fiction movies, it allows you to drain everything out and you can kind of just get out of body for a little bit. So I think it's really good for you that you're doing some fiction listening / reading because it's probably helping you distract from
a few
things.
The Colleen Hoover one I keep seeing people post about is It Ends With Us.
Yeah.
Is that what you're...
She has a whole... She has apparently like 10 books that people just rave about, all of them.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to pick those up. And you'll have to pick up Emily Giffen's books because whenever I do talk about it on the podcast, if people email in, they are always obsessed. They're like, if you've read one, read them all. They're all good. And so, and I didn't even know, I think the first time I talked about Emily Giffen, I called her Emily Griffin. I was so new. And now I'm obsessed with a lot of her stuff. And I'm hoping that Meant to Be, maybe, well, all of them I could see turning into a TV show or a movie or something. But yeah,
I love that. Look at us. So Emily Giffen. Colleen Hoover, some good fiction writers.
Yeah.
At least I'm pretty sure Colleen Hoover. I haven't even read one, but I just keep seeing it all over social media.
Same.
So I want to get into that. But I'm proud of you for getting into fiction.
Thank you.
It's good for you.
I agree. I like getting lost in their stories. And it's just give it a try. I know for some people, reading is even difficult and hard. But you don't have to sit down and read for hours at a time. You could sit down and just make it a goal to read one page. And just make yourself read that page and then put it away and then go back to another page the next day. And then slowly, the more you get into it, because reading was very, very difficult for me because I couldn't concentrate long enough, or I would read a few pages and then think, I have no idea, honestly, what I just read. So I'd have to go back to it. And I would be so jealous of people that could just sit down for hours and get lost in a book or finish a book in a day. What? I don't know that
Never.
Person. I mean, I know people that are like that, but that is not me. And so I think if you just take it small bites at a time, you'll realize that it is fun and enjoyable and you can do it. Now I feel like I'm talking to my 15-year-old daughter. Just do a page at a time. You'll figure it out.
No, I definitely think they will. And hopefully you can start to get into some more music too, because I'm picturing you working out to audio podcast now and it just does not seem to be the vibe.
I know. I'll work on that for you.
Oh yeah. But you can still do that while you're going on your nature walks. I think that still can work.
Oh yes.
But
walking.
The working out one, we may need to get you some.
But if
music.
I'm like, and 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. There's no beat. There's no nothing.
Yes.
So
Coming in at number 3 this week, Eddie charged Abby to help make a reel. And this is a segment's all on its own. So we're not really going to get into that. But Amy, I want to know if you're, we're going on a different thing here. We're not even talking about this bit. What are you most excited for that could be happening in the next few months?
What is if, I mean, I'm going to New York.
Very exciting.
So I'm pretty excited about that with friends. So I know that that's not everyone's cup of tea, but I like walks in Central Park. And my, I'm going to see my friend Lisa Haim, who is an Instagram friend that I met. Actually, I'm starting my trip off with Mary, who's a the founder of the Shop Forward. A lot of people know her from that and Pimp and Joy and all the things, but it's her birthday. Met her on Twitter. So starting my weekend with a friend I met on Twitter, Mary. And then midweek, I'll be meeting up with my friend Kat that's flying in, who I met her because she emailed into my podcast email. fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And she's a therapist that is now co-host of my fifth thing with me. And then we're meeting up with our friend Lisa, who used to co-host Outway with me. She's a registered dietitian, and I met her on Instagram.
So, dang, all the different social media ways.
Right. And so it's really a week of, it's not that I'm looking forward to, you know, bebopping around New York and doing that whole thing. It's more about the people and that I'm going to get to spend time with and those connections and more the quality time with them. I don't care what city we would be doing it in. It just happens to be in New York. And I have a high school friend that recently moved there. So we have a free place to stay the whole time.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, because otherwise I don't think I would be able to stay that many days and justify a hotel room for that long, like a full trip's worth. So just for that, just like, oh, hanging out. And I want to do, I love Tracy Anderson's workouts. I do those online. And so she has studios there. So I'm looking forward to maybe going to an in-person workout. I doubt she'll be the teacher, but I like all of her teachers. So that's something fun. And I haven't been since before the pandemic.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I used to go a little more regularly. New York is just something I think that's nostalgic for me because I went for the first time when I was in college. I had a friend, another, a different friend moving there, and we drove from Texas to New York to move them into their place.
Oh, yeah.
That is a very long drive.
And I think we broke down that. If you want to go back to some of like the old best bits, I'm pretty sure Amy and I talked about that New York trip.
Yeah, but I think that's when I fell in love with it and I couldn't get enough and I kept wanting to go back and I kept begging my dad for Southwest points to please let me go. And so, and having a friend to visit and stay with, that makes it easier. And I'm a Texas girl and I always will be at heart, but New York was just this, wow, this, I mean, I was from Austin, which is a big city, but New York is like big city.
New York, there's something different about New York.
Yeah.
There's also something very movie-esque about New York because you've seen it in movies and TV shows and you hear it talked about in songs. So when you go there, you almost just feel like as soon as you step out of a taxi, you're like, wow, I'm in a movie. That's kind of how New York feels to
me. Yeah, there's so much culture, the different cultures there. Mm-hmm. So many amazing restaurants.
And Times Square is like out of another world.
Oh, yeah. When I took my daughter to Times Square for the first time, though, she did say, oh, minus all the lights and stuff. She said, we were in a taxi and she rolled down the window and she's like, this smells and sounds like Haiti because it smells really bad there. And then the honking and all the people. And but she thought Times Square reminded her of Haiti, which she loves. Like she found comfort in that. She loves Haiti, but that's what Times Square reminded her of, again, minus the lights.
It is very dirty. That is the one thing that's not so glamorous about New York City.
Yeah, because in Haiti, it was just part of the culture there. They litter, they don't pick up trash, they throw things. There's no, I doubt there's any littering laws. And so that's one thing when my kids came to America, I had to remind them, we don't just throw things out the window. We put things in the trash can because you could get a ticket. And we want to care for the environment and the way things look.
Isn't that crazy how just trash is a culture shock sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even anticipate that. And it is for some people.
Yeah.
So cool. That's a cool story. I love that. New York's going to be super fun. And getting time with friends that just fill your soul always helps anything, right?
Yeah. I think that after those different visits with those, you know, three different groups, my cup will be full.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I, you know, I'm excited about a trip too. I'm going up to Seattle and Portland, Oregon, and kind of do some hiking and doing some really cool things that I'm...
Oh, you're going to have so much fun.
Yes. Excited to get out in nature and just kind of explore the Pacific Northwest, which I've never been to before. But the main thing I'm really excited about, this is more blanket, so I'm so excited for fall. I am so over hot weather, and I'm ready to be cozied up in my house in sweats and eating everything pumpkin.
Yeah,
I'm
excited for fall. That's everybody, right?
Do you feel that?
Yes. Okay. I cannot wait. Bring
it
on.
Like, really, every time a new pumpkin thing gets announced, I'm like, yes, more. Bring mm-hmm. it. I just want it all because I'm tired of the hot weather.
Yeah. You know my 3-ingredient pumpkin spice cookies?
I know, but I need to try these.
Okay. Yes. Now let me think if I can remember the 3 ingredients. So you need a can of pumpkin, like okay. puree.
Yeah.
You need a... Oh my gosh, it's only 2 ingredients. Woo! Just got better.
Yeah, even okay. better.
You need a can of pumpkin puree and what's the other? Oh, a box of spice cake mix.
Okay.
And so you just pour the dry cake mix in a bowl, add the pumpkin puree and stir it up really good till you get this doughy texture, and then scoop them out onto a cookie tray and bake it. I don't know. You could Google it, but 350 for 12 minutes or something. And it's just this nice little fluffy snack that you can take with
yum.
You.
Does it... Well, it probably tastes different, but does it give you the same idea of like peanut butter cookies? You know how those are typically only 3
No, they're more muffiny like, but they're cookies.
Okay.
And it's so, not the, yeah.
Not the same.
No, they're it's more cool. like a little muffin top. You know how Ooh. The top of a muffin is the best part?
Yeah.
So it's just this little fluffy, you know, depending on how big your scoops are, but I make them like, you know, yeah. a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons or so. And then you could also sprinkle powdered sugar on top if you wanted to get extra fancy. Or maybe some cinnamon, but it does only require those 2 ingredients. I don't know why.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was 3, but
now we need to have a fall party. Now I would like us all to make fall treats and have a fall party.
Yeah.
That's how much I'm ready for fall to be back.
I will come. Let me know when and where.
Deal.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy 1 pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I loved this moment on the show this week, and very fitting considering Amy is sitting here with me right now. But You shared your daughter's response to her speech question about who she'd like to have dinner with, dead or alive, and that's coming in at our number two spot. That was a really cool moment for you to share. How are you doing? How's mom life? How's just the kids being back at school? Just how are you?
It's good. I love that they're back in school. And it's just crazy to see them growing up. So Shara's doing driver's ed and in her freshman year of high school. And Stevenson's doing well. He's 12, turned 12 a couple of weeks ago, which is bonkers. And we're just having a good time. Like, I'm just couldn't be more proud of who they're growing in to be, especially watching Stevenson out there playing football. And, you know, after practice one day, the coach came up and said he just has the best attitude. And that's what wants to hear. He's never played football before. He isn't not the best player out there. But to hear that he's got the best attitude was pretty cool. And
that
then,
also has to mean he's enjoying it a lot too, right?
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
Those kind of go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't be doing it if he didn't love it. He had a choice. We just signed him up for a week-long football camp. Zero intentions of playing more after that. The camp was just something to do to wrap up summer. And he loved the camp so much that he asked if he could sign up for the season. But the season was full, so we had to get on a wait list. And then they called us and said, okay, we have room. And next thing you know, we're a football family, which we had to adjust our schedules. There's, you know, practice. In the beginning, it was three nights a week, and now they've gone down to two nights a week. But that's a big change for our family because we're pretty scheduled, especially with him, and bedtime is very much like we have to stay on a schedule or things can get a little wonky. And football nights completely throw that out the window, which of course he loves because he gets to stay up later. But I'm like, oh no, this is crazy. And then every Saturday is now a game day. So it definitely challenged our calendar a little bit, but
sports like to do that. Sports love to throw a wrinkle in all the plans.
Right. I feel like if I had time though to process it, it was just kind of like, well, bam, now we're on a football team and our calendar looks very different. But we're making it work and it's worth it. And I like being a football mom. And then I like being a mom to a 15-year-old that's maturing and becoming her own little person. And I love seeing who she's growing into and having conversations with her that are not so surfacey, but a little more meaningful and getting a peek inside her brain and what's really going on in there. And I love it.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. It sounds like everything's going really well. And I'm glad. It sounds like you also have a little bit of time back into your own schedule with them being at school.
Yes. Well, but then now there's, you know, pickups and driving all the places. So that's but everybody can relate to that, especially if you have multiple kids at different schools.
Yeah.
And they get out around the same time and everyone has to get picked up and off to their next activity. Stevenson's still doing jujitsu as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You have you're in the prime time of all the activities,
mm-hmm.
especially fall time. I feel like that is even more of a start activity when all the school starts and you want to do and be in all the things.
Yeah.
That's also part of that, too. I also wanted to know, how are the animals doing? You got dog, cat, fish, all the things.
Dog's great. Anxiety's down. She had major anxiety for a little while, but she's better. Our cat is amazing. Best addition to our family. I love her so much. I can't get enough of her. And our fish is still alive. We did have two snails that were added to the aquarium, right? Is that what it's called? But one snail just died. Rest in peace.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what happened, but
it
died.
No, they don't.
And then they said, well, it could have been as it was laying there dead for a few days because for whatever reason, Stashira thought it was laying there procreating. But
it was not.
It was dead. And it could have been releasing some chemicals.
Are these snails pretty big or are they like small?
They're not massive, but like the size of a nickel.
I didn't even know you could buy snails. Did you buy them or did she just find them outside?
Yeah, we bought them at the pet store.
I did not know.
We didn't just like find snails outside and throw them inside the tank.
I did not know you can just buy snails at the pet store.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's such a shock to me. Because you
help
see them out in the wild.
Keep the tank clean.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they kind of clean the little algae on the mm-hmm. the glass. At least that's what I was told.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of is back oh gosh, when the malls used to be super popular and you'd go and hang out at the mall. I think I was in middle school, but they had these hermit crabs that had all these decorated shells that you could buy and bring home as a pet.
Yeah.
And I wanted one so bad. I never got one. It's probably a good thing I never got one. Yeah, but
I feel like I had one or multiple. We had every animal under the sun. So honestly, I can't even remember all that we had between me and my sister. But
yes. Yeah. We had a lot of the, we had hamsters and turtles and ferrets and things. We never had a lot of amphibians or I guess fish creatures.
My sister has a bearded dragon right now, her family, and I'm kind of grossed out by him, but the more I see him, the cuter he gets, and it's really cute when he eats lettuce.
They are really cute. Mm-hmm. There's people on TikTok that have them, and they are like, they have big personalities.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. So as that happens,
I haven't got to know him on that level yet. Yeah.
Lots of animals in your life before and now, mm-hmm. it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we also have the number one spot this week. Lunchbox finally made it on the news. He was so freaking proud. Not that it was about him, but he was there and it was about a protest. So you can check all those videos out at BobbyBones.com if you'd like to see them. But I'm going to ask you some random Spitfire questions. Okay. Who would you like to sit next to on a 10-hour flight and why?
Oh, gosh. There's so many people in my brain right now. I'd say Oprah, Robin Roberts. But, okay, I'll go Robin Roberts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why?
Because I've always looked up to her, and I love her outlook on life. She's been through a lot. She's someone that I look up to in media, and I feel as though I could learn a lot from her. And she's just interesting. Like, I'd love to hear all about her life from her. I've read one of her books, and I follow her on Instagram, so I feel like I know certain things about her, but I would want to, it'd be cool to have it from her mouth for 10 hours. We're next to each other.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And then she could, sweet. You could maybe, be friends.
Mm-hmm, we'd be friends. And so then next time I go to New York, we hang out, and then she's like, hey, do you want to come work with me? And I'm like, okay.
I love that. Good one. Who is your favorite TV character of all time?
Of all time?
All time.
Gosh, this is very hard, Morgan, because of all time, I mean, I love Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Coach Taylor at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you pick? Can you pick them as a couple?
Yeah, you can. I'll let you take them.
Okay, then fine. Because, I mean, I could name so many others, but I'll just go with the Taylors from Friday Night Lights.
Solid pick. I would agree. Those are a great one. What smell takes you back to when you were younger? A good smell, not a bad smell.
Oh. Chorizo?
Why chorizo?
It's one of the one memories that I have of from when my dad lived at our house. My dad moved out when I was 9, so you would think I would have more memories with him, but I don't. I have very few memories of him in our house, and I lived in that house till I was 18. So it's not like this house that we were kind of at for a little bit. No, I was there from birth to 18. And the memories of my dad, I can probably count on my hand. And I'm sure that's some sort of way of my brain, just trauma and protecting me from, I don't even know what or why those memories just sort of disappeared. But one thing he would do is he would drive to Buda, or maybe even Kyle, which are right next to each other if you're from the Austin area, and southbound I-35. And there was this place that sold amazing chorizo, and he would wake up on a Saturday morning and he'd go to the butcher or wherever it was. He'd get that fresh chorizo, he'd come back to the house and he would cook it, and he'd put it on a tortilla with cheese, queso fundido type situation, and that's a smell that I remember. And in fact, I went to visit my brother last year in Tampa after my dad died, and he went to the store. Oh, my dad would also scramble eggs to go with it because it was like a breakfast taco, and my brother had gone to the store, and when I woke up at my brother's place, I went into the kitchen and he was making chorizo, eggs, and he had tortillas and cheese, and he made that. And I thought, and we did not grow up, we didn't have the same mom, but that's clearly a memory that he has of my dad and chorizo. And so that's just a smell that makes me think of my childhood.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
That was really good. All right, last one. What's something you've done that looked really fun, but you didn't end up liking it?
Oh, like a ropes course?
Oh, it could be anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Colorado this summer and everyone was doing this ropes course. We were at a Young Life family camp and kids are up there 4-year-olds killing it. Adults are up there. Everyone's having a good time. It looks so fun. And you end it with like going down this zip line and everyone's like, woo, having a great time. Well, I get all harnessed up and I get ready and I get on there and I can't do it. So like it looked fun. But then when it came down to me having to get on the wires and do everything I needed, even though I knew I was securely harnessed, I could not do it. So I didn't do it. I never did it. My
never
kids did it.
Never went down the zip line.
Mm-mm. Nope. I never did the whole, I mean, it was a whole ropes course and then it ended with the zip line.
Oh, so you didn't do the ropes course.
I didn't do any of it. I made it to I climbed the stairs to the platform, put on my harness. They locked me in with the little, whatever that thing is, hook, whatever, you know, they're called something. People, hikers wear them on their backpacks.
No, yes, I know what you're talking about.
I want to say cape, but cape, that's a guitar thing. So I don't know what it's called. And I unharnessed and never went back up. Wow. And everybody else in my family did it. But
hey, it's not for everyone. That's okay.
Did not. So that was something that looked really fun to me that I was excited about. And then I could not bring myself to do it. I've also gone skydiving before, which I can't believe I did that. But I did that with Lunchbox. We went for our 30th birthday. I think we were turning either 29 or 30. Either way, I don't think I would have gone if he wasn't with me. And I had another friend too. My friend Melinda. Pretty sure I had to get like pushed out. I mean, it was tandem. So I had someone with me. I love that I did it, but I will never do it again.
Okay. Those are solid ones. Okay. Great ones. Well, Amy, thank you again for joining me and hanging out with me this weekend. Let the people know where they can find you, listen to you, all the things.
On Instagram, I am at Radio Amy and on Twitter too. And TikTok, but I don't know if I do much over there. But hey, you can go check it out. So really everywhere at Radio Amy. And then podcast-wise, I have Four Things with Amy Brown and Outweigh, which is an eating disorder recovery podcast, and that loads every Saturday. So very specific to if you're going through any body image stuff, that might be something to check out. And then Four Things is very random. Like I have different guests or sometimes it's just me, but this last week my sister was my guest for all four things and that releases every Thursday. So that's a fun episode to go listen to. My sister is very wise, so I always enjoy having her on.
Oh, super fun. Thank you for sharing all of that. And you can find me at Webgirl Morgan on all the things. And of course, check out the Bobby Bones Show socials. Those have some fun content up there for you guys to check out as well. Everyone, I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Amy, thank you again. See y'all later.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.